Well, we've probably run out of time to go through any more questions because we've got a pretty serious question for you, Diana, with our question of the week, which is a pretty full-on question, you would say.
You could say that, but then again, I could take offence because actually this week we've got quite a weighty issue.
Hi, Naked Scientist. This is Taylor Sharp from Vancouver calling. And I had a question about the Earth and gravitational forces. I'm wondering which part of the Earth experiences the most and the least gravity. Thank you very much.
So how can we find the most gravitationally strong places on or even inside the Earth?
Hi, I'm Dominic Ford from the Department of Physics in Cambridge. The principle of physics that you need to work out the gravitational field around any distribution of matter is Newton's law of gravity. And what that says is that every piece of matter in the universe attracts every other piece of matter in the universe with a force that decreases with the distance between the two masses, but it increases with the mass of those objects. So when it comes to the whole Earth, you have to add up the forces from all of the little bits that make up the sphere of the Earth to work out what the total net force is. And that's actually a mathematical problem that gave Newton quite a headache when he was formulating his law of gravity. And it led him to pioneer a new mathematical technique that we call calculus to add up those little forces. But even though the math itself is quite tricky, it's fairly easy to see roughly what the answer must look like. Because if you imagine that you burrow down into the Earth, you've then got some of the Earth above your head and the rest of it below your feet, whereas before the whole Earth was pulling you in one direction downwards. So when you burrow down into the Earth, the gravitational forces are cancelling out, and that means there must be a weaker gravitational field down inside the Earth than there is on the surface. And similarly, if you travel upwards into space or climb a high mountain, then the Earth is further away, and that means its gravitational pull is weaker, and so you will weigh less.
Standing at the top of Mount Everest might make you feel a little bit lighter, and that's in more than one way, I think. But what might make us feel a stronger pull?
There are variations in the gravitational field across the surface of the Earth, and that's actually a way that people look at the geology and the rocks that the Earth is made of. So if you're looking for particular kinds of rock, you can look for variations in the strength of gravity that tell you that you've either got denser rocks or less dense rocks, and that might tell you about the rock composition below your feet. The Earth does bulge out at its equator, but in fact the amount by which it bulges out is exactly the right amount to cancel out the centrifugal force from the Earth's rotation. So in terms of the downward force that you feel, it's the same all over the surface of the Earth.
Certain rocks give certain areas of the Earth a stronger gravitational pull, and the bulge at the Earth's equator counteracts the centrifugal force of the Earth's rotation. Sounds simple. On Facebook, Stephen Donkin said that you should place your bathroom scales on the roof rather than in the basement. Sean Hoskins said that the Naked Scientists ought to fund a field trip for listeners to travel the globe to find out.
I like that one.
Yeah. Well, you can pay me more as well. But alas, as Imut Fall said on the forum, data from the GOCHE satellite has already shown that the strongest gravitational pull is at the poles and the weakest is at the equator.
And I have to acknowledge Rexel on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum, who says, excited for the show, can't wait for the answer to come out. He's a fan in the Philippines, apparently.
Thank you very much. And moving from the bathroom scales to the bathroom shower now.
Hi, Diana. This is Francis Tapon, and I have your question of the week. I'm in Croatia, and I'm having a debate with my friend about water heaters. I have a water heater in my bathroom. I take one shower per day. I set it at just the right level so that it gives me just enough hot water for a 5-minute shower, no more. I don't turn it on until the next day when I follow the same ritual. My friend says I'm being inefficient and I'm not saving enough energy. He says I should leave the boiler on 24 hours a day because it takes a minimal amount of energy to keep the water hot once it's hot. If I turn it off, the water cools and then must be reheated from scratch, requiring far more energy than if I had left it on all the time. So, who's right?
So what is the most efficient way to heat water? Leave it on all the time or just heat what you need? Let us know by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can contact us on Twitter with @nakedscientists. You can Facebook us or you can write on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.